You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello, I'm Brian Hobbs. Welcome to the Messenger Insight podcast. Very excited to be joined with Dr. Ronnie Floyd, who's pastor, denominational leader. Welcome to Oklahoma.
Hey, it's awesome to be here.
Well, we're standing in the Oklahoma State House of Representatives chamber, where in just a few moments, Dr. Floyd will stand forth and speak forth at the Rose Day pro-life rally. Dr. Floyd, what has God been putting on your heart to speak on this issue for the unborn in life?
Well, it's very humbling to be here in this situation. And really thankful for the privilege and so excited about the dynamic opportunity. But I want to talk today, when I have the privilege to speak, about how to have a pro-life vision for America. What is a pro-life vision look like? And that's really what I'm going to give my 20 to 25 minutes talking about.
Awesome. Well, we so much look forward to. You've used your voice to motivate Southern Baptists and others in the faith community to speak up for the vulnerable. You're also a deep man of prayer. What role do you see prayer having as we move forward in the pro-life cause?
Well, I really believe we have to remember that you know, God, as I've said for a long time, He can do more in a moment we can ever do in a lifetime. And I think it's very, very important that we understand that even where we are today in America, and even where we are today in Oklahoma, being the most pro-life state in the United States, in 2016. Knowing that and believing that, a lot of that's happened because people have prayed. You know, we haven't always won those battles. In fact, sometimes we've gone home, been discouraged, didn't think it was ever a way, but people stayed persistent in the fight. They were vigilant and they prayed and they begged God for a breakthrough. And we're seeing that happen right now in our country, even in the midst of all of the enormous challenges in America. I've been into Washington 3 times since the first of the year.
Wow.
And so I've been in all kinds of settings, including the inauguration, plus last week was up there, involved in some matters. And the point is that it's an exciting time to be alive. And I really believe that God has given us a reprieve, if you may, to say, okay, you know, church, you're going to stand up and be the church. You're going to stand up and make a difference. I'm going to give you a shot here, and let's go. So that's my heart.
That's awesome. You know, one of the unique features about Rose Day are families come,
yeah,
and a lot of students and young adults. And I know you have some young leaders from Arkansas you brought
sure
with
do.
You.
Yeah.
What are you seeing among young people that gives you heart, that is encouraging or gives you optimism on this life issue?
Well, I mean, first of all, millennials are more pro-life than generations before them. Now, you know, why is that? Well, mainly because they have been raised in a technological world, and we know so much more about the unborn child than we've ever known about it before. Plus, the legacy of many of their families for years have taught them this. I mean, they're young men over here, their parents have taught them before I ever got a hold of them. As a pastor, or they're all a part of our Cross Church School of Ministry, for the 5R, and the whole point is that they were already convictionally driven like that. And so I think for the pro-life movement, it's going to be fantastic for the future. I really do believe that, and I probably won't say it today, but I really do believe that there is a real chance that we will live to see the day when Roe v. Wade will be overturned.
Amen.
I really do believe that, and I may live to see it even my day. I pray so, because I've worked hard along the way, and pray that God lets me see it one day.
Well, leaders like you and Dr. Jordan have given so much prayer and sweat and toil for this life. It's encouraging to me as well to see this new generation coming up.
Yeah.
Walking right with you.
Yeah, well, and that's really why I wanted them with me today, these guys, because this is a unique opportunity. They're going to be able to see what a strong pro-life state is like. And it doesn't matter whether they all stay with me one day or they all go around America. I want them to have a heart for the country. I want them to have a heart for the future of America. And I want them to have the heart about Christian issues, because this is not a political issue. This is a Christian issue. It's a moral issue. Don't reduce my belief in humanity and the dignity of human life to some political deal. It's much deeper than that.
Amen. That's well said. Well, we so much look forward to hearing your keynote today.
Thank you.
Ronnie Floyd, leader, pastor, pro-life leader, joining us for the 2017 Rose Day. Dr. Floyd, thank you again for coming to Oklahoma.
Thank you. Great honor to be here.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.